الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم أخو المسلم، لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يسلمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. The history of the Banu Israel is a very long and lesson-filled history. In the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions the incidents of the Banu Israel. The Banu Israel, in simple terms, are the children of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Israel was the name of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and his children were the Banu Israel. Now we are all aware, or we should be aware, that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his family lived in Kan'an, which is in Sham. And then we hear about the chapter of the Banu Israel in Egypt, where they were persecuted, and the worst type of persecution they were subjected to. So they were from Kan'an and they were being persecuted in Egypt. There's a long history and many events that had taken place where the Banu Israel had come into Egypt. And the beginning of their coming into Egypt was also very unique. It was by one of the sons of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, being sold as a slave. He was sold as a slave, and that's how he reached Egypt. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans things, then amazingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make arrangements. That same slave who came into Egypt, he became the one who was ruling Egypt. He became the finance minister of Egypt, and thereafter he became the king of Egypt or the ruler of Egypt. So from where to where? From being a slave to sitting on the leadership and ruler and the ruling position. And then after many, many years, the day came when those same Banu Israel now were being persecuted at the hands of Fir'aun in Egypt. So from being a slave, from right at the bottom, then coming back to the bottom. Obviously, there were many things that happened, and there were many factors that caused this rise and this decline. And this is something which is very important for us to study and understand: the rise and decline of nations. For us to understand what will be the means for us to rise and what will be the causes of our decline and our fall. Obviously, we don't have the time to go into the detailed history, but just to highlight some of the aspects and then to take some very important lessons for us, especially with the current situation that we are facing in our country and all the anxiety, all the concern, what's going to happen. There were some reports of some type of looting happening on Friday, today, and then 30th June, the deadline, and whatever else. There's various thoughts and concerns that we have, and we should be having. It's natural for us to be concerned, and we should be proactive as well. But these are very important lessons that inshallah we will try to highlight for us to understand the long-term solution for our problem. One is the short-term, and what we should be doing. But then there will be long-term solutions. And this is what we need to be focusing on. So, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was settled in Egypt, When now Allah had blessed him with a position, naturally he was longing for his family, and he called his family over. The day the family of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which is Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children, the day they entered Egypt, they were received very warmly. They were received with a lot of joy, with a lot of happiness. Why? Because the leader's family is coming. So the subjects were extremely excited. And this was no ordinary leader. This was a leader that saved them from their difficulties. This was a leader that saved them from famine. So they had a lot of liking for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and a lot of respect for him. The day his family came into Egypt, it was a day of celebration. It was a day when the people of Egypt were very, very excited at the coming of Yusuf alayhi salatu, at the coming of the family of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that is Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children. And they became very, very comfortable there in Egypt until Sarat lahum watanan. Egypt became home for them. Egypt became home for them. We ask our children that what nationality, where are you from? They'll say South Africa. You tell them the original country, they'll negate. They'll say definitely not. We're not from India. Or we're not from whichever other country. We're from South Africa. Because South Africa has become home. South Africa has become home for us. In the exactly same way, Egypt became home for the Banu Israel. But as we said, years went by. And the time came when those same Bani Israel that were welcomed with so much of respect, so much of warmth, so much of love in Egypt, the day came when they were being treated like donkeys and animals in Egypt. Animals had the right to survive and to live in Egypt. But a male child born in the Banu Israel did not have the right to live. All the male children, like how on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, animals are slaughtered. That is how the children, the male children of the Banu Israel were slaughtered. Now, the big question is, what happened? From where to where? From being welcomed with so much of this level of persecution. And obviously we don't need to go further into explaining the types of persecution that the Banu Israel were subjected to at the hands of Fir'aun. Respected friends, we will first discuss the reasons why Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became so beloved. He became so liked, so respected by the people of Egypt. So that inshallah we will understand and we will learn what we need to do for us to become liked, for us to be respected. And then we will discuss those causes and the reasons for their failure and their decline, so that inshallah we will avoid those aspects, and inshallah we won't have to suffer, and we also don't have to go through the difficulties that the Banu Israel went through. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Egypt loved him, لِكَرَمِهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ, because of his nobility, because of his generosity, because of the manner in which he would extend his kindness to the people. He was kind to the people. And in that way, he won over their respect and their love. أَرَاحَ ibad. He brought comfort to the servants, to the people, to the subjects. أَزَالَ الظُّلْمَ مِنَ الْبِلَادِ. He removed oppression from the land. He put a stop to oppression. أَغَاثَ الْمَظْلُومِ. He helped the one who was oppressed. Ajar al-Khaif, he gave safety and security to the one who was insecure. At'am al-Ja'i', he fed the hungry. Hadana ila al-Haq wa da'ana ila Allah, he gave them hidayat. He guided them to the truth and he invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So works of kindness, humanitarian initiatives, but at the same time, He introduced them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He invited them to the deen, to the true deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him with. The question that we need to ask ourselves, have we done this in this country? And if we have done it, then have we done it to the level that we supposed to have done it? And have we done it with the sincere intention? Sometimes we're doing it for our own personal motives, because of material interest. So I need to secure a contract, so I will do something. I need to have a contact in a certain department, so therefore I'm doing something. Are we doing it only for our own selves, or we are doing it for the broader interests of the Muslim community? This is what we need to ask ourselves. We need to extend this kind of generosity, this kind of kindness to the people of the land, with the right intention, not being selfish, with the right intention to take the cause of Islam and the Muslims forward. And then secondly, to invite the locals to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were some of the things that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did in Egypt. And because of that, he earned the respect of the people of Egypt to such an extent that when his family came into Egypt, then they welcomed the family of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said, the day came when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Yusuf alayhi salam passed away. But the people of Egypt didn't forget his generosity. They didn't forget his good works. They didn't forget his kindness. And this is the effect of doing good and of being kind to people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others will benefit from our kindness. Other Muslims will benefit from our kindness. Just reminds me, when we were still studying, the final year of our studies, we were traveling to Johannesburg. Abdul Rahman Mia rahmatullah alayhi is a very, very senior saint and buzurg of our country and ustad of many of our senior ulama. He was sick, so we went to visit him. And as we were coming back, so we were stopped because of speeding. One of the class boys were driving, and we were stopped at about 160. And the police officer, everyone is frightened now, all students, where are they going to pay the fine? So the police officer said, it was somewhere near Moyriver. He said that when I was growing up as a young boy in Moyriver, that looked after me, they took care of all my studies. And because of that, it was a Muslim family, because of that I made a promise to God that if I'm alone and I stop a Muslim, I will never charge a Muslim. If I'm alone and charge and stop a Muslim, I will never charge him. One Muslim was kind to him, and the resolution and the promise that he made. So these were the qualities of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of the qualities because of which he earned the respect of the people. The day Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, the people of Egypt were extremely sad. They come to the family of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they comfort them, they console them. They say to them that today your loss is not greater than our loss. Meaning we are also feeling the pain equally as you are feeling the pain. And they assure them and they guarantee them, fal biladu biladukum, that this city and this country is going to be your country. The country is yours. Why? Because of what your brother did for us. And we will treat you in the exactly same way as we would treat you during the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Kan'aniyun, the Banu Israel, they became the affluent people, they became the wealthy people, the respected people there in Egypt. However, as time went, تغيرت الأحوال بعد ذلك, conditions changed. And how do conditions change? Allah says in the Quran Majeed, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم, that Allah does not change the good conditions, the conditions of afia, the conditions of ni'mah, the words that the mufassirin have used, the conditions of ease, the conditions of comfort and luxury, Allah does not change it, hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, until they change their conditions and they get involved in ma'asi, in sin, and they begin to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conditions change. This is the sunnah of Allah. This is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people begin to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the favorable conditions change to unfavorable conditions. Change to bad conditions. There's a detailed ayat of the Quran. We don't have the time to go into it. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Where Allah gives us example of a city that was enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result of them making nashukri, becoming ungrateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed upon them two punishments. أَذَاقَهَا لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. They were completely covered and engulfed in fear and in fright. They were covered in fear. لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ. The words that Allah used, the garments of fear and starvation. To show that they were so covered by starvation and fear, as if they were wearing clothes and garments of fear and starvation. Why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. So nevertheless, coming back to this incident of the Banu Israel, when they changed, what did they do? As we said, the rise of the Banu Israel. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam came in as a slave to Egypt. He rose because of these good qualities of his. He rose till he was now sitting on the throne of Egypt. And then the day came when his own family, when his own people, they fell to that extent that their male children were being slaughtered in Egypt. What was the cause for that downfall? Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah, the great historian and great alim, expert in the rise and fall of nations, he mentioned certain reasons for their decline and for their fall. Fasadat akhlaquhum. Their character, their values became corrupt. Their character and values became corrupt. Respected friends, again let us ask, maybe when our forefathers came to this country, they did certain things, they conducted themselves in certain ways that earned them the respect of the locals. The way they conducted themselves in business, they were so straight in business, they were so just when they dealt with their customers, and whatever else, so prompt in their payments. Because of that, they became known as good people. And the Muslims in this country became prominent. The Muslims in this country, despite us being such a minority, we became a very important part of the community, a very important and instrumental part of the country. That was when the Muslims conducted themselves correctly. And now the question is, are we still upholding those qualities? Are we still upholding those values? Or is it that Allah forbid today Muslims are known to be thieves, to be robbers, to be vulgar, to be people who all the time they are losing their cool? There will be Muslims that will be fighting and embroiled in different types of arguments and fights and quarrels. Have we now suffered what the Banu Israel suffered? Fasadat akhlaquhum, where the akhlaq became corrupt. Then tarakud da'wata ila Allah wa du'a al-khalqi ila Allah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did, he invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the cause for the decline, tarakud da'wata ila Allah, they left inviting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, left inviting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the deen of Islam. وَسَقَطُوا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. And they became overcome and preoccupied and consumed by material. Consumed by material. سَقَطُوا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. When a person is consumed by this dunya, he's consumed by material, then he will be prepared to break every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because of dunya. Just to earn a little more, he's prepared to speak lies, he's prepared to rob, he's prepared to cheat, he's prepared to take false oaths, and what not a person will do because of being consumed by the dunya. And this, or these, were the reasons for the decline of the Banu Israel. When they got involved in these things, then the people of Egypt changed towards them. And then, صَارُوا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ كَغَرِيبٍ جَاءَ مِنْ بَلَدٍ آخَرٍ. Now they began looking at them like foreigners that have come from some other town. Like foreigners that have come from outside. Today, respected friends, we may feel we're not the foreigners. Allah knows when we would be regarded as the foreigners. Now maybe there are other foreigners. Others are regarded as foreigners. But at the end of the day, we are also foreigners in this country. If we, respected friends, do not change our attitudes, if we do not change our ways, if we do not avoid these things that became the causes for the Banu Israel's decline in Egypt, Allah forbid, Allah save us, we can also, and many ulama, senior ulama have warned us, we can also see very dark days in this country. We're not trying to spread any type of despondency, but at the same time, we need to be proactive. Being proactive, there will be other forms of being proactive. And inshallah, we will try and discuss some of those points. But being proactive is that we look at the actual reason for the problem and look for long-term solutions, not short-term solutions. We can buy off some politicians maybe, and maybe we will solve this problem now. But the long-term solutions in this country, respected friends, is that we have to understand our loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find there are so many examples. Time has already run out. So many examples. Sahaba went as foreigners to another continent. They came as foreigners to Africa. But because of their primary loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no compromise on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they secured in Abyssinia such rights that Najashi, the king, who was being pressurized, would all types of gifts. The Quraysh came with gifts. They came to bribe him. They bribed his courtiers. We may feel that politicians are bought off. Yes, definitely. They are bought off. But if our allegiance is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our loyalty is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah that buying off also won't work. The buying off won't work. They tried to buy off Najashi. They tried to buy him off. But because of their allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their primary loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Najashi enshrined their rights in the constitution of the country. Their rights were enshrined in the constitution of the country. He said to them, "Idhabu fa'antum suyumun bi'ardi." Go, you are free to live in my country. Man sabbakum hurrim. If a person has to verbally insult and loot your shop, not come and kill you. If any of my subjects have to verbally insult you, there will be a penalty and a fine that he will have to pay because of insulting who? Insulting those foreigners that came into the country. ثُمَّ مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ هُرِّمْ. A second time he emphasized it. Any person who verbally insults you will be liable to pay a fine. And then ثُمَّ مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ هُرِّمْ. A third time he said the same. And then he said, مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي دَبْرًا ذَهَبًا وَأَنِّي آذَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْكُمْ. He says, if I am offered a mountain of gold, I am not prepared to take a mountain of gold just to cause some type of harm to one of you. Just to cause some type of harm, I could be bought off with a mountain of gold. I'm not prepared to accept that. That was when their loyalty was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find in the seerah as well, the beautiful example of the Ansar and how they hosted the Muhajireen. They welcomed the Muhajireen. These are all beautiful examples that we have in our seerah. Respected friends, one is the issue that we have at hand. And definitely we need to do certain things. Some ideas and some things that we could consider, certain things that we should be doing for short term. One is we have to help our brothers. They have come from other countries. If it's not possible for them to live here, they know their conditions better. And then there's a need for us to help them, for them to go back. Let us extend that helping hand. They are Muslims. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. Most of them or many of them are Muslims. Let us help them and assist them in whichever way we can. Obviously, at the same time, legally we should not implicate ourselves. So if we will be implicated legally in a certain way, which will cause it for the Muslims in large And all the Muslims of the country, we should not be implicating ourselves. We should be careful with regards to that. But at the same time, we should help them. And then, because of the situation of uncertainty, we should not be taken unawares. Previously, we were taken unawares. And unfortunately, many of us, we suffered losses because of us not being prepared. Let us coordinate. Let us be proactive. Let us consult with the relevant stakeholders within the legal framework. And let us start doing things now. We're already late. But let us not leave it that we become even more late. Let us do something. Let us sit down together. Responsible people, experienced people in the community, in the business communities, etc. And let us coordinate and think, what can we do? What can we do to protect ourselves, protect our families, protect our businesses, so that if situations become worse, then inshallah we have some type of plan and we have some type of way to protect ourselves, as we said, within the legal framework. And most importantly, respected friends, is that we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained earlier, all conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Majeed, repeatedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ Conditions that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us understand that these times are not times for us to become negligent. Not times for us to get involved in other things. Let us become more serious. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apply our minds. And let us try and put up some type of plans and structures in place. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to go through the situation as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslim lives. And may Allah throughout the world, wherever the Muslims are suffering, in our country and elsewhere as well, may Allah protect our families, protect our businesses, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our homes. Allow us to use all these situations to become more loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.